Good afternoon. This is Saturday. Golden, tell me why is so much loved by other people. Well, it's maybe because he follows the golden rule faithfully. Good. What do you think of this book? I haven't finished reading it yet, but it seems good to me. Goodbye, Dad and Mom will be back before 9. Goodbye, have a good time. Welcome home. How did you like Paris? Thanks, it was wonderful. We had a very good time over there. Oh, I've got a terrible stomach ache. Just a moment. Take this pill. It's good for stomach. Will you be a good girl? I'm a good girl. It's a good sum, isn't it? It's not cheap, I admit, but it's worth it. Okay, I'll pick you up in front of the gate. How good of you. You are going to see her this afternoon, aren't you? Boy, you are good at reading my mind. Did you say he's good for nothing? Sure, I can't find any good in him. As good as. Dave seems to be an LSD addict. Is he also one of those hippies? I don't know, but they say he's as good as dead now. As good as any. My camera made in Japan really get fine pictures, does it? I hear Japanese cameras are as good as any. Good looking. That's a very good looking hat you have on. Thanks. You were the first man who said that. Good for you. Shigeo and I have won the scholarship to study in the United States. Good for you. Your dream has come true at last, hasn't it? Good heavens. Look, that plane's falling down. Good heavens. Goodness. Your daughter is too young to go on a date, isn't she? Thanks. Goodness. Goodbye. Goody. Gloria, father says he will take you to our circus. Now? Oh, goody. Govan, father. Flagnan must be very busy keeping those boys under control. Oh, never. They govern themselves very well. Gorgeous. Here's a hotel I talked to you about. Isn't this beautiful? Yes, what a gorgeous hotel. Grace. Great. Roast chicken, my favorite. George doesn't start before Daddy says grace. You must teach me table manners because I don't know Western customs at all. I'll be glad to know you. First, we must bow our heads as Bad says grace before we start. Was she so beautiful? Sure. Her finger was grace itself. You should have been there with us. Gracious. It's 7:45. You should go off to school. Good gorgeous. Is that right? I thought it's still a little past 7. Grade. What grade are you in? I am in the wait a minute. I'm in the second year of junior high school. That means I am in the eighth grade. These next textbooks are easy to read. Yes, they are carefully graded and very easy to read. Grade school. Do boys write Valentine's to girls? Do boys write Valentine's to girls? When they are in grade school, they do, but soon they grow out of it. Graduate. We must learn in English together. We want an English teacher who took some courses in linguistics. How about this guy? He's a recent Michigan graduate. Is he still in college? Sorry, but yes, he couldn't graduate from college last June. Grain. Is he reliable? There isn't a grain of truth in what he said. Grammar. I can't understand him. That's not your fault. He doesn't know his grammar. Grand. Did you enjoy the party? Of course, we had a grand time. Grant. How could you support yourself through graduate school? I received a U.S. grant of $2,000 a year. Jack and Vitti are getting married next Saturday. Oh, I took it for granted that they were married already. Grasp. I promise I won't escape from you. No. I will never let loose my grasp. That instructor speaks very fast, doesn't he? Yes, but I can grasp what he says pretty well. Grass. May I go out now, Mom? Yes, but play on the grass. Don't go into the mud again. Grave. It is National Cemetery, Roy. Yes, the grass is very well taken care of, isn't it? Soldiers are buried in these graves. There must be something very important. I think so, too. Both looks very grave. Gray. He seems to be over 50. No, he's just 40. Though he's growing gray. Great. You've been to Japan, so I'm sure you saw Mount Fuji. Mount Fuji, yeah, nobody can miss it. It's a great and beautiful mountain. Listen, sis, Daddy will take us on a world trip next summer. Greece. Greek. I wonder who ever thought of the idea of Olympic Games first. The ancient Greeks, I guess. That's right. They held those games in some city in Greece. Green. I don't think you remember that. It's still green in my memory. Greet. How did you like his speech? Well, it wasn't too bad, but every remark I thought was greeted with hisses. Grocery. I get hungry at night. What shall I do? Well, that's why I am taking you to a grocery store. Fall to the ground. Did they carry out their plan? No, that plan fell to the ground after all. This story sounds groundless. No kidding, it's grounded on what I experienced last year. Weren't you supposed to be in New York by now? Yes, but our plane was grounded. Groundless. Do you think he will arrive safely? Your fears are groundless. Your fears are groundless. Group, I can't understand why those students did that kind of thing. Group mind is hard to explain to outsiders. Glow. He came up there. Are so many churches at the very center of your town. Back in the pioneer days, they built churches first, and the villages and towns grew up around them. Grew out of. Tony is always picking on girls. He will grow out of it pretty soon. Grumble, G, I hate this. You'd be a very nice man if you didn't grumble so much. Guarantee. Is there a guarantee on this radio? Yes, it's a radio of high caliber, guaranteed for 2 years. Is it a present for you? Yes, I guess what it is. Oh, you're the mailman. Anything special today? You've graced. You've graced it. A letter for you from Japan. Guide. I am a strange in here. Don't worry. I'll be your guide. How can he walk so fast? He's blind. Didn't you see him walking, guided by a white dog? Okay. You are enjoying a Saturday off. No, how about tomorrow? And 2 days off. Enjoy it to your heart's content. Okay. Adios. Sayonara. Assalamu alaikum.